Welcome to Technology Rocks. Coming to you live with the silky smooth voices of Tony Castile and his co-host, Justin Bowman. And for a nice surprise, we have Mr. Green,
the high-tech redneck.
Yes, so episode 23, as we're around in the corner of 900 listeners, I think we're two away at this as of today from 900 people. Mind blown. I'm Justin, I'm J-Dog with Technology Rocks, that's T-Bone. And then we got Ian, our UK-friendly fan, which is probably why we have fans in the UK.
Very likely.
With your technology, and that's perfect. I can hear you perfect.
I don't know if my mother listens, but she's 88, so she probably doesn't.
You ever heard of that movie that was by the guys from Godsmack? It was called Agent 88. It was a 88-year-old lady that was like this ninja-style...
No, I haven't heard of that.
Dear Lord.
It's probably not my mother.
Well... I don't know.
And that's a show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. So we're going to go into right into local news. Comic Palooza 23rd, 24th, 25th.
24th, 25th, and 26th.
24th, 25th, 26th. I know there's a reason I keep Tony around. He's going to be there, booth 1932, signing pictures, commissioning pictures, and thinking about standing in the line to meet... the Back to the Future cast,
yes,
Michael J. Fox,
oh
Christopher
God,
Lloyd, and Tolkien.
Yes.
Tolkien.
Yes.
His last name's Tolkien?
Tolkien.
Tolkien.
Yeah. Tolkien. He'll be there. He was actually one of...
Well,
he was also in Top Gun, the very first Top Gun.
Yes,
he was the
absolutely.
Guy that, you're cashing checks, your butt can't cat, yep. That type of dude. He'll be there signing autographs and all, if you're
a
billionaire and can afford such things, because they're like $900.
I was going to say, I think the ultimate experience was $999, $1,000. But I've seen
money.
What comes with that. You actually get to, like, have a personal up close picture with him.
So
and all.
I would enjoy that with Michael J. Fox because he's not gonna be around for much longer, unfortunately, because of mm-hmm. Parkinson's. And I listened to his last book, which is amazing, and it's one of those things where he's already said it himself. It's like, you know. I can feel it. I can, you know, type of thing. And just, your heart's just broken for him. Cause he's only in his 60s.
Well, weren't you also talking about not too long ago, like he was talking about in his book, how he went into his theater and put on Back to the Future and was like, this is a great movie.
No. So I know what story you're talking about. So yeah, no. So I'll re-illustrate that one. So what it was is his family was decorating for Christmas. And they were in the great room decorating the Christmas tree. And then they all of a sudden started kind of looking around. They're like, where's Dad? You know, where's Dad? And so they wander in the sitting room. He's sitting there watching Back to the Future. And he goes, and they're like, Dad, what are you doing? He goes, have you guys ever seen this movie? This is a really good movie. And I think it was like Back to the Future 2. It was either 2 or 3. And so the family kind of looked at each other like, what the hell? And so they all...
It's like, man, you lived that movie.
Right. Basically. And so they all sat down and watched the movie with him. So that was just a cool book. It was like a Christmas moment in the book. But he had... So to his point, he had actually never sat down and watched that series. And so then they watched the whole series. So it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of actors, though, that they don't watch the movies. They're like, I was already...
They don't like to. They don't like to
see.
Well, just coming from a musician standpoint, not that I would ever be in close to that caliber, I hate listening to myself or seeing myself on camera, anything like that, because you're self-conscious.
Oh, yeah.
You see, you are your own worst critic when it comes to that stuff, for sure.
I'm getting a different perspective on that because... I didn't know I sound like what I sound like. And listening to these podcasts with me
good.
On it, it's like, is that my brother?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you get that. So I was accused of being Casey Kasem a few times. You know, people were like, oh, is that Casey Kasem? They're like, no, he's dead. That's weird.
He's long dead.
Yeah, he's long dead. Yeah, no. But he, However, I did listen to the top 100 on, I think it was either Mix 96 where they broadcast, whatever radio station it was that was on regular radio.
Did
I listened to that as
AI
a kid.
To use it, to get his voice onto it?
No. Okay. He was there. I listened to it as a child.
Oh, okay.
And he, I was heavily influenced by that. That and what's his name, Kronauer. You know, like I went and found old vintage things from Kronauer. That was the guy Robin Williams was playing in Good Morning Vietnam. You know, he was that was actually a real DJ in that time.
Yeah, I need to watch that one again after you reminded me.
If you do, and if you do.
If you do.
So Comic Palooza, T-Dog's going to be there. No new news. New. Dear Lord, that was
new news.
New news.
Everybody
there's
wants
no
that new news.
New news on Cellar 24 at Shelley. And then there's no, I don't have anything that I am allowed to update at this point about my project. About me pretty much playing myself, being a sarcastic demon from wherever, or spirit. Sorry,
oh, going that Ryan Reynolds route, huh?
It's easy. I just got to show up and do my thing.
It sounds like one of those cartoon movies where somebody's in somebody's brain and they've got all those consoles and things.
Oh, like
Inside Out?
Yeah, one of those characters, but we don't know which one yet.
All right.
We'll have to guess.
All I know is that I am an antagonist, I'm a pot stirrer, and I have a sarcastic attitude, and I'm a spirit from another realm.
Okay, so except for that part, it's you.
Well, I was going to say, they're not stereotyping, are they, at all?
They are typecasting him perfectly.
And apparently it's actually a very, it's a larger part in the role where meaning he's in this particular season and all seasons throughout, he is a villain, but I can't say anymore because that's what I got yelled at for. So can't say anymore. But anyway, it sounds like fun. I'm excited. We're supposed to do a table read in the next week and a half, and I'm pumped for it. So I think it'll be fun.
Sound bites.
Are you going to have to go to like...
No, we're going to do it here. No, the first one's going to be here. We're actually going to get to see clips of the animation
footage.
Yep, the animation footage, and everybody kind of gets a vibe. I think they want to see table chemistry and see what they got and see if roles and things need to be switched around. Put it this way, I am the smallest person on the list as far as having experience doing this. Everybody else involved has either done projects like this or the main characters have done huge projects in the cartoon industry, and I'm just kind of I'm literally a nobody that is a smartass apparently. So
got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and I mean, look at Julia Child and
the cooking lady.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then you also had Ronnie Dangerfield. That they started back in, they started as far up into their 40s and got big.
Well, so did Chris Stapleton. You know, Chris Stapleton in music, he was 43, you know, when he got started. So I don't know. I have zero expectation. We'll just see. I'm there to have fun and do what I do, which is be a complete pain in the butt. So that's what I do. So that's all for local news. So movie news, and if you have been asleep, then get out there and look at YouTube and watch the Deadpool versus Wolverine trailer. They just released another trailer. Hugh Jackman is there in the flesh. Lots of Easter eggs and comic book characters throughout the whole X-Men Marvel lore are in this trailer. It's going to be a $1 billion movie. It's so far in 4 hours, it had 12 million views in 4 hours. So this is going to be a huge movie for Disney. I think if you have not seen it, you need to go watch the trailer. It's hilarious. It's basically everything. What I'm hoping is they didn't release all the good stuff in the trailer, which they totally have a habit of doing.
I hated back in the day when like they would do that. You'd watch a movie and you'd be like, everything that enticed me to see the movie was all in the trailer. Yep. Everything else was like, eh.
Yeah, so that's July 26th is the release date unless they move it. So thus far it's going to release this July on the 26th. This movie has been delayed at least 3 times now, one because of the strike, and then before that was they were actually pre-production during the COVID thing, and then it became official in 2020, late 2021, early 2022, what's funny is that Ryan Reynolds for the last 8 years has been begging Hugh Jackman to come out of retirement and play this character. Like, for the love of God, play this character. Finally, he started leaving him alone, and then Hugh Jackman called Ryan Reynolds and say, "Hey, I got an idea. We should do this for this movie." And then that's when the movie. So it's out of the love of the character. It's not out of anything else but the love for the character. So it's going to be pretty fun. So I don't really have anything else other than that on movie news, unless you've got
movie
anything.
News, we hit a lot of that stuff over the weekend, so I don't know. I don't really know anything more except for what you've already said.
Yeah.
Maybe Ian's got some news for us.
I only saw something the other day that I was reading. It popped up as things do at random, but it was to do with Star Trek IV, and then it took me to an article that explained how Paramount have basically killed it.
Well, it's not that. So what happened is the Roddenberry camp, which Gene Roddenberry's been dead for quite some time now, his son is the one that's doing the camp for the Star Trek. His son was interviewed several months back and said, what's the deal with Star Trek? This is the longest period of time where we haven't had a Star Trek movie in cinema. You know, even if you go back to the very first motion picture, and everybody's on board. Chris Pine's on board. What happened with that camp is, can you look up this actor? It was the recent Star Trek. He played Chekhov. He was the younger guy that played Chekhov. So what happened is, that particular actor was killed, and they're not sure, they weren't quite sure how to recast, because he was such a huge part of the movie and going into that new series. And he was actually killed by an AI driven SUV. So it was one of those SUVs that you can control with the app. And
I remember you telling us all this information, but this thing popped up and it...
Anton Yelchin. Yeah, he was 22 years old. Yeah.
This article described how they'd been through, like, I don't know, four directors and several scripts. And scripts
yes.
were based on
yep.
previous
yep.
old Star Trek
Quentin
episodes.
Tarantino was attached for a little bit
and then
to it.
He
yeah.
didn't like it, or somebody didn't like him, and then somebody else. And the last thing at the end of the thing said it's basically dead.
We'll have to see. I don't know. Yeah, no, I would not be surprised at this point. Chris Pine gets asked about this anytime he goes to the bathroom, and somebody will say, "Hey, what are you going to do, new Star Trek?" And he goes, "When I get a phone call," is basically how it comes. I do actually have movie news. The new Venom is moving.
Venom, 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 Venom.
Congratulations, you're going to have to pay Eminem for that. That you just screwed us again. You know, we can't say Taylor Swift, we can't say Gene Simmons, and we can't use Eminem soundtracks.
Can we say the Eagles?
Yeah, because all the original band members
actually,
are pretty much gone.
Actually, no, you can't.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Anyway, Venom is moved. It was November 12th. And it's now moving in October, so it's getting pushed up because they don't want to release the movie around Election Day, because they figured everybody's going to be pissed off and nobody's going to want to see the movie. Which, if you see any other Venom movie, you're probably going to be pissed off and not want to see the movie. So.
Do we have a new release date in October?
Yes. Look it up. It's. I don't have it on the top
phone.
Of my head. You do. You have a whole list of release dates in your hand. It's about 7-8 inches by, 5 inches? And it's called a freaking telephone.
6.8,
yeah. So, it is getting bumped up as a Halloween or October-ish release.
Okay.
In that spot because of the election. So they're moving it in there because they figured everybody's going to be mad at the world. So... So, anyway...
That date is going to be October 25th.
Okay, so for ladies and gentlemen, October 25th for the Venom Last Dance.
Projected as of right now.
And they actually, since I've heard, they're actually dropping the Last Dance title, because if it does well, they may go into a whole nother movie franchise. rumored that Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield or one of the others is going to be attached to it. That's not an official. That's just, it's a rumor that they may be attached to it. Beetlejuice 2 also coming out around September. So you're going to have Beetlejuice 2 and the new Venom pretty much within a few weeks of each other. So it should be a cool launch.
It's going to be easy to tell which one to go see.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so for new tech news, we have Sony releasing their new XBR line. So they're going to have a trunk show June 3rd is going to be the official trunk show. If you want to see the new latest and greatest XBR or Sony XBR TVs, call us at the store, 281-296-6600, and we can actually arrange to take you down to this trunk show so you can see the nudist,
this is a family show.
Yeah, the newest Sony technology. No, we will all be clothed while looking at televisions.
100%.
Yeah, no, trust me, you'll want us clothed. So anyway, that's all I've got for new tech news, which moves us right into the... Ian, do you have any new tech news?
No.
Dramatic pause.
No,
I don't. I have nothing to say.
No, Harry has no new spells.
No new spells for new tech news. Harry has nothing to say. So, so that leads us right into Hacked.
Hack the planet. Wait, we're talking about...
No, we're not talking about hacking, but have you been hacked? Roku still in trouble. 500,076 hacked accounts. Thus far, they're expecting toward the end of the week to be 600,000 through, and that came through The Verge. So yeah, no. So it's for if you own a Roku or have a Roku television, change your passwords or dump the thing in the ocean, but jump out of it. So, but Ian had some hacked news. What do you got?
Well, based on everything you've been talking about, I thought I'd look into it in a little bit more depth, not too deep, but just to educate myself, so I'm going to pass some of that on.
Sure, go for it. What you got?
Hey, brother.
Okay, well, we're talking about hacked, but there's kind of three scenarios, really. There's data breach, which is where a bad actor goes in and steals information.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a data leak, where the data just accidentally gets dumped or somebody gets access to it accidentally without actually trying to find it. And then there's like the ransomware attack where, yes, your data is compromised somewhere in there because some, again, bad group of actors, and there's several listed on various websites that call themselves all these funky names. The chances of your data being out there are pretty much 100% now. One way or another.
But I hate that. I was hoping you would say slim to none, but...
No, well, yeah. They're talking about... I mean, I looked for lists of breaches and hacks and leaks and whatever just for this year, and it was a fairly long list, obviously, with Roku right at the top. It didn't, funnily enough, as we say in England, it didn't mention AT&T because that really was just a redump from one back in 2021. And... it's interesting to see how many there are and the statistics behind these kind of events, which just goes to show that nobody out there is safe, which, I mean, I'm talking about which companies, like Apple, right, for instance, because...
They're the ones that they proclaim, but is understood to be one of the safest out there.
Probably, and they've probably got their eyes on the ball. I mean, you get regular updates to the iPhone and the iPad, the security patches, whatever. But
they're also very stringent about their App Store, too. Yeah.
Well... That was one of the things I read. There was a lot of apps that are available and on Google Play Store and the App Store that were disguised as unassuming, you know, games or painting apps, but they were actually malware.
Or like crazy deals on jeans or something from a company that you were looking at, and now all of a sudden somebody's gone for like $5 instead of $180. Don't click on those sites.
Yeah.
Clickbaits to get your information.
Yes, but then these apps are apparently, and they didn't name any of them, so I'm assuming that Apple are weeding them out. And I thought they were a lot stricter and didn't allow that kind of thing anyway, but it seems that some of these apps are getting through to the store and somehow stealing your data from your phone. Who knows whether TikTok does or doesn't, but that remains to be seen. So anyway, going through...
So do you know much about the TikTok? Because I saw a bit, and it may be fanware or vaporware, but I saw an article just the other day stating that the government has now outlawed TikTok.
They have passed a bill which will require it to be removed from app stores in... I forget the time limit, and the president has the authority to... I think it's 9 months, and I think then they have the authority to extend that deadline by 90 days to give the owners, which is ostensibly the Chinese government or somebody in China, to sell it to somebody else.
Okay.
So for TikTok to continue,
it has to be American owned.
It has to be, American owned.
That's easy to get by, though. I mean, all you got to do is sell it to somebody for a dollar.
So it didn't explain what happens if you've already got TikTok on your device, but you will not be able to download it.
And you may or may not know this. Why is Facebook heavily scrutinized? By, like, I know if you go read recent things that Trump has said, you know, it's better to ban Facebook than TikTok and things like that. What do you know the ins and outs of what's going on with Facebook and why it's so scrutinized? I know Zuckerberg was stealing information or collecting personal data.
Yeah, that was through that Cambridge Analytics breach or whatever it was called. It wasn't really a breach. They were using the data in an immoral way is the best way to put it. I don't listen to what Trump says. I don't listen to what Biden says. I don't listen to what any of them say.
Right.
They're all megalomaniacs anyway.
Yeah.
They've got their own fingers in their own pies. So who knows whether any of them own TikTok or Facebook or shares anyway.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I was just curious to see why somebody would like that who's been pro to, and maybe it's just the roundabout, hey, they want to do this, let me disagree with it. I know it was the flip side of that script during the whole COVID shot crazy stuff and all that.
I haven't heard any of those comments, and I prefer not to listen to them, and I'm not going to get political.
Yeah, no, I'm still trying to figure out how to turn the darn news. I don't know if you've noticed with the latest iPhone update, you get these stupid news things that pop up on your phone every 5 minutes.
You just delete the news app.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good idea.
I don't get anything like that.
You don't? Yeah, no. Mine, I literally get so-and-so said this, or so-and-so went to the bathroom, or so-and-so, or Taylor Swift. Oh, darn it. Did it again. did this. But...
Are you a secret Swiftie?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I think she's an amazing songwriter. I think she's a very talented young lady. I do not see the giant appeal for
it. Come on, man. Just shake it off. Shake it off.
Did he say what appeal?
I don't see the appeal to her.
Yeah.
Just because I just don't. But I don't know. It's just weird. And maybe the same people thought the same thing when, you know, we like Def Leppard growing up, or we like, you know, who we like.
My dad always says, sounds like they're beating on electric trash cans.
Oh, Def Leppard. Yeah, I see that.
Oh, that reminds me. You just prompted me to a question I was going to ask. You all have mentioned the garbage company. What was the garbage company, or what is the garbage company?
I do not want to say their name on air.
It rhymes with sitar, and
it's found in the middle.
Enter.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That's the garbage company.
Yeah, no, it just, we don't want to give them any publicity. No. So, yeah, no, there was...
Well, it's just amusing to hear you talk about stuff, and it's like, oh, I'll look it up.
You look it up.
It's an inside joke. Wait, there is no garbage. The only garbage company I know of collects garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I found an interesting thing for Hacked the other day, is that somebody on, it was one of the dark tech web things that puts people to sleep, but I'd learn stuff on, but somebody found that your TV, your smart TV, can actually slow down your internet. Have you heard that?
Nope.
Okay. So apparently
that actually makes sense though, if you have it hardwired in.
Well, it's not just that. It's has to do with the devices that it continues to try to ping and connect to that it isn't connected to, meaning thing technology is almost like AirPlay, or it's trying to use something like AirPlay to sync things across the home that it can see. And so it tries to reach out to those devices, and it keeps trying to reach out to those devices. Well, that particular act can actually slow down your internet by 30%, is what this report had said.
So,
too close.
I love cutting you off. It's entertaining. But no, I woke up from this dream the other night where my kaleidoscape was screwed up. And no, I don't have a kaleidoscape, but this made me think that what if the files get corrupted?
On a kaleidoscape?
Yeah, if your files get corrupted or something like that.
That's a great question.
So I know it really doesn't fit into our cast, but we need to...
Would you like me to answer it? Well, since you asked the question officially, I guess I can answer it. Usually I'd bait you to ask the question, but no. So I'll tell you. So kaleidoscape on a regular basis actually has already uploaded your movies to their cloud, their official server, and it keeps track of that database. So it's called a three strike rule. Your hard drive has a three strike rule. So it'll give it once to hiccup, twice to, okay, we're going to watch it. And then the third time it has a hiccup, they go ahead and start duplicating that drive and then ship you another drive before you even know you have a problem with the drive. So that's a digital concierge service that they do for free when you have a kaleidoscape.
Okay. Because I was just, you know, like I said, I woke up from a dead sleep and I'm like...
Think of it as a magic...
Oh, my God, my kaleidoscape is, like, corrupted and all. And I was like, I don't have a kaleidoscape.
Think of it as a magic elf that lives in your DVD box that jumps out
like
when your DVD...
Like the Underpants gnomes?
No.
Oh.
Think of it as a elf that jumps out of your DVD box, and when you have a fingerprint on it and your disc skips and it polishes your disc, that's what Kaleidoscape does 1,000 miles away. So, yeah. No, they've already got you figured out on that one, so you're good to go.
All right, I think Ian's got something to say.
Well, I just wanted to add a few things to that hacking thing. Having
searched
for lists of things, I came across like a health.gov type website where they list breaches or whatever you want to call them, data leaks, data hacks, purely for medical places, anything from hospitals to doctors to medical nursing homes to retirement homes, that kind of thing. And they only report anything that involves more than 500 people being listed. And the list is huge.
Right.
There, you can just scroll down the list and you get loads and loads of different places. And so then another one lists different kinds of lists. So there doesn't appear to be one list of all the breaches that have happened this year.
No.
But what one of these reference sites said after reviewing some of these things, that on average, since 2022, there have been 11 data breaches per day.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So, and that's
small to large companies,
right? Yeah, no. The right now the biggest. I mean, Roku is on the ropes. I mean, they went from 15,000 all the way to over 500,000 in just a few, just a week. You know, and they're expecting it to climb almost probably in the million before they can get it under control. I'm not even sure they know what it is. I can tell you what it is if you want to know. It's on the smart TV side, because smart TVs, LG just found this out a few days ago. The LG televisions for people that are using smart TVs through LG has been hacked. You know, the LG smart TVs have been hacked, meaning if you have your credit card information, you have your account information in there, it's already on the dark web because there's not a security protocol for televisions. And that's the problem. That's the issue.
That sounds like another great reason for people to use an external device like an Apple TV or
not a
Roku. As of right now, definitely not a Roku. But you know, that's just the other reason why we say let a TV be a TV, let your streamer be your streamer, yeah. Let your Blu-ray be your Blu-ray.
Yeah, no. The second box that they were saying that got hacked the most was the NVIDIA Shield, because they don't really have a security protocol for an NVIDIA Shield because it's an Android device, so it's kind of open source, open platform, and you can jump into it to modify it. So it's just one of those things where they're in there kind of doing their thing and doing what they do. So but yeah, no, so smart TV. So I know on Sony smart TVs you can check and share and unshare things that you want, that you do agree with when you do jump into terms, but then after that you're kind of on your own unless you share them all. And then that's, I mean, if you're not reading through the terms and agreement, which let's be honest, nobody does when they activate a device, all this stuff is in there. They are not liable for your data getting breached or hacked.
Part of the reason a lot of people don't read those terms and conditions is because they know that if they don't agree to it, they can't use their device anyway. So they, in order for them to use their $1,700 phone or their $1,000 phone, they've got to agree to this stuff whether they like it or not.
Sorry, Drayton just walked in. I'm actually looking at his shoes. How in the Hades do your feet not roast when you wear this? That was the problem I had with my Jordans. I love the way they look. I love everything about them. But my feet are on fire. Like in a bad way. Like I wear them on cold days. Like if it's 20 degrees outside, that's my shoe. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's Drayton Woodard. He owns Under Pressure Detail. If you guys have any car detail needs to get the yellow pustules off of your car, the nasty clayed mess that gets on there, this dude makes it look like glass. Say hi, Drayton. Go over the mic. Say hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Drayton with the Under Pressure Mobile Detailing.
Yeah, so he just pops in. He's kind of our resident pop-in, makes all of our stuff look good type of guy. So, but, yeah, I don't have anything else for hacked unless you do.
No, only about the Roku thing that I was just looking it up, but I forget the name of what they call it. But a lot of these are done through people using the same passwords for different accounts, and it's called something stuffing. I can't remember, password stuffing or something. So they get something from somewhere, and they get somebody's email, username, whatever, and they get a password, and then they use that password on all sorts of other sites. And
well,
it's
more theft of service more than anything, right? And I think you're really going to start seeing this around June, which a lot of these services have said they're going to start cracking down on password sharing in June, and all of a sudden you're going to see you have too many people logged into your account type of thing, and you're like, what do you mean? It's my account.
Yeah, well, but most of these accounts got hacked, breached, stolen, whatever, through this through this password stuffing, whatever they call it,
right,
methodology. And it's because people use the same passwords or easy to use, just change the number at the end passwords all the time.
Why you gotta be putting my stuff on blast, man? I mean, come on now.
What's he talking about? Anyway, the other thing is, Roku is the one service that all these people say does not have two-factor authentication.
No, they don't. So neither does Amazon. Amazon doesn't either. Only when you log into Amazon the first time on an Amazon Fire, unless I'm wrong. Am I wrong? Well,
to do it on to log into an Amazon Fire Stick or Fire TV, it usually comes up with a code on the screen. You have to sign
in
to your Amazon.
And then you use the QRC. Right.
You have to sign in on a device and then type that code in, and then the thing comes up and says activated.
So, Ian, do you find that things like Norton and McAfee, the OG virus things of old, are still relevant today?
Yes, I think they're relevant. I run Norton. I know people run other products, AVG, McAfee, Malwarebytes. They're good. I actually run Malwarebytes as well as a standalone, not an installed, not a background thing. It don't run more than one background antivirus internet security product, because they will conflict and slow your computer right down. So,
especially if it's older. Yeah, no, your internet most case, like I was telling Ian the other day, so a lady had called us out to check her internet speed. And so when I come out to check someone's internet speed, I always bring my laptop and take a device that's completely separated from the variable and test the speed. My speed on that laptop was between 850 to 900 download speed, which is really good because they were paying for a gigabit. And I tested her computer, and it was 100. And so I said, it's not your network. It's not your feed cable going to your modem. Because she had had three or four other companies quote her on running a new piece of coaxial, which is what Comcast told her to do, is replace the feed cable going to the modem. I said, it's not your feed cable. This is something completely different. And because when I hardwired it, I got a gig on my Mac laptop. And so then what I did is jumped into her computer and did Control-Alt-Delete and jumped into the task manager and saw that there was are you familiar with TeamViewer? You familiar with that? Okay, so it was kind of a TeamViewer-like software running in the background. And I said, what is this software doing? She goes, oh, when my printer breaks, I have, I remote in and they'll fix my printer. I said, okay, well, it's using 60% of your computer's resources. And this was a back in the day Windows, it came with not that old. It came with Windows 9, I think, or whatever. So it was older. It was probably 2019, 2018 computer. So it's older. Maybe it was Windows. It probably wasn't 10. I don't think it was 10.
It would have been 10 if it was a new computer.
No, it wasn't newer. It was purchased in 2018.
Right, but this is something I found out yesterday. The client that you sent my details to, put me in touch with, that I went to see yesterday.
LS and JS.
Yeah, with...
great people.
Absolutely.
Amazing
and
people.
With the...
Still scared of her husband.
I was scared of the dog for about 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. No.
Love
Jeannie. She's husband's okay. No, just sorry. No, I love him. He's cool.
Yeah, she told me something about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so the computer issue was not apparent, at first sight, but it was using a lot of memory now.
And that'll affect internet speeds.
It can. It wasn't to do with the internet. She just said, it would go slow, and then it would not do something. Well, if you've got she said 4 to 5 year old computer, but it's only got 8 gigabytes of memory in it, which is kind of okay. Yeah, Windows 10 will run in 8 gigabytes. It'll probably run in 4. It will run on smaller platforms, but it's not going to handle multitasking that well. So when you look at the task manager and it's using 60% of the actual installed memory, but the hard disk isn't doing anything, and the CPU's doing next to nothing, then it's, what's using all that memory? So we go through, She's got a good program on there, which I would have recommended to anybody. She's had for a long time, called Sea Cleaner.
Okay.
And you can go in there and you can see what runs on startup and, you know, programs at startup, services at startup, menu things that are kicked in, taskbar things, and you can disable or delete them. And so we went through and I asked her what she used and what she didn't use. Well, the thing had Google Chrome on there. And I said, okay. So do you use Chrome? And she said, no, I only use Firefox. She uses Firefox with DuckDuckGo search engine and one other browser, I believe it's called Brave, which she uses occasionally. But
it's supposed to be a really secure one.
Yeah. So anyway, but she said, no, I don't use Google Chrome. He must have installed it when he built the computer. So we uninstalled Chrome and all its appurtenances, as in update software and background software and everything else. And we got the memory down to 40% usage, which is, you know, credible for that kind of build machine. But at the end of the day, it could do with a memory upgrade. But she asked me if she could run Windows 11. And I said, not on an i5 of that generation. And so she said, well, I was told that Windows 10 support's going to end next month. And I said, I don't think so, but let me check. So I looked it up, and it ends in October 2025. And that is because it's on a 10-year life cycle, and it came out in 2015.
Okay.
So, but the problem comes next year when they don't support, they being Microsoft, don't support Windows 10 anymore.
Now,
all those hundreds of millions of computers that you can't upgrade to Windows 11 because of the security protocols built into this, that, and the other, and the processors.
Now, that doesn't mean that your Windows 10 machine, for the viewer, for the listeners that are confused on that, that doesn't mean that your Windows 10 machine will cease to function. What it means is that you will be in kind of open source, and they're not going to do firmware updates and security updates to keep that particular version of Windows safe. Is that correct?
That's what it says on the Microsoft website. After that time, they will not release security updates, which is what they do now. So the latest version, which I think of Windows 10, is 22H2, and that's the last one. So it's not going to die. It'll keep working. I've still got a Windows 7 laptop. It works great, but it's a bit slow because of its age and Windows 7 being...
Is that the M17?
Yep. Yeah, the one like yours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still great computer. Great. It did its job for a long time, so...
And you can speed these things up, and I suggested we could look at other ways of speeding a computer up, but...
So, sorry to interrupt, but I got a question.
Yeah.
Now, you get on these websites all the time, and as soon as you get on them, especially on phone apps, it says, do you accept all cookies or reject or, you know, accept.
That's a great question.
Now, I know that those can also slow your computer down.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is to not just click OK, I accept all cookies, but click on, and it's a pain in the right
I
rear
love
end,
cookies.
The royal rear end. I like cookies. Chocolate chip.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of cookies, a lot. Yeah. Sorry.
So the best thing, if you get the option, is to review settings and turn off everything except strictly functional. But also, if you run a browser like Firefox, then you can run other plugins like ad blockers and stuff and anti-trackers and all sorts. So...
Brave is supposed to be really good for blocking all that stuff. Let me repeat what I said. Brave also is supposed to be really good at blocking all of that stuff that we don't want to come through as much. But, you know, nothing blocks it completely.
Yeah. Personally, I'd never heard of Brave, but this nice lady told me that she uses it because it doesn't use the Google search analytics engine, which puts the thing that she's looking for 10 pages down.
Right. And see, where I found about it was from Jason. And Jason was like, hey, you should use this one because it's like, you know, it's not going to track everything like does and all. And you know Google is, because all you have to do is look at what ads you get based on what kind of conversation you had.
Especially if you have an Android phone.
Droid.
All right. So that is our hacked section, going right into the, I have no clue what we're going to talk about, mystery topic that Mr. Grain has come and prepared for us to talk about. And let's see what he's got. All right. Leave it to you, Mr. Grain.
Well, I said it's called the question mark topic. And the question mark in question is that Amazon box sat over there.
Oh, all right.
So
we have a
see if I could give, maybe I'll give you some clues and
okay.
see if you can work.
Let's
out
do
what's
it.
In
all
it.
Right. We got an Amazon box. It yeah. looks if I were to guess, it's about 18 long by probably a foot tall. Was it a 12 inches tall?
It's more like 12 by 8 by 15.
Oh, 12.
It's not big enough for a receiver or you know, it's
yeah, but
smallish.
I would just be boring because you know I have those laying around everywhere.
It's
all
just
right.
A random Amazon box that I put something in to bring in.
A random Amazon box. Can I pick up said box?
No.
Can I feel how much it weighs?
No.
All right. So I can't shake it,
no,
can't pick it up.
You can ask questions,
it doesn't.
I will
okay.
Give you, I will give you a couple of clues to start with.
Okay.
It is an audio visual product.
Okay. So it's audio visual product. Okay. So that means it doesn't poop. I don't have to feed it. I don't have to brush it, and I don't have to let it out in the middle of the night.
No, it is not organic.
Okay, thank God. All right. But it is an audio-video product.
It's also movie-related.
Oh, all right. Movie-related. You have my interest. All right. It can't be...
Soap on a rope.
No.
No, but you might need it.
I might need it, and it's movie related.
No, you might need the soap on a rope.
Oh, okay. Well, true. I mean,
that's just a random thought.
Yeah, not related to what's in the
Nothing
box.
To do with what's in
okay,
the box.
So it's audio video related. It's movie related plus audio video.
Yes.
And what does it weigh? How much approximately?
Talking ounces or pounds?
It weighs more than a banana.
Dear Lord. So
it weighs more than it weighs more than a loaf of bread, but probably not that much more, depending on the size.
So it's got to be a T-shirt.
No, it's not a T-shirt.
Socks.
It's not clothing, period.
Is there multiples in the box?
There is one item in the box.
One item. Now... If the item is stuck together, it doesn't count as one item, correct? Like if it's like a nacho, where you pick up one nacho and there's a bunch of them, and it counts as one nacho, you know?
It's not food either.
Okay, it's not
Whatever
food.
It's not organic.
Yeah, it's an organic. Yeah, AV related. Oh man.
Not organic.
Is it a movie genre, or does it have something to do with a movie genre?
It has to do with specific movie.
Oh, so one movie.
Well, or series of. Maybe one. I don't really know.
That's no help whatsoever. Could have multiple movies, but I'm not sure because I don't see movies. I just collect them and put them on my hard drive. Yeah.
BTTF?
Does anybody care to tell me what that means?
Back to the future.
Oh, sorry.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
All right. All right, so it's
a more recent movie series, I think.
More recent movie series, he thinks. And can I guess the genre?
Yeah, you can guess the genre.
Sci-fi. Action.
Yeah, it's kind of a sci-fi device.
But it's based on a movie.
Okay, how can I narrow this down?
I don't know.
Without taking all day.
I don't know. All right.
Okay. Cartoons.
Okay.
Or animated.
Okay. So it's animated.
It's an animated movie.
It's an animated movie.
Is it a Minion?
Tony is getting warm.
Ah, Tony is a warm Minion.
What's your Minion name?
Carl.
Okay.
Oh, banana, ukulele.
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 I think I'll just let Tony go and open it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it, T-Bone.
Go get the box. Rip the tape.
Call the locksmith.
And just something you actually might have mentioned the other day.
I probably did. So that would have either been a minion or a transformer.
Come on, you're taking too long.
Or a Ninja Turtle. I did mention Ninja Turtle.
You did mention Ninja Turtles.
I love how he says Ninja Turtles. I did mention Ninja Turtles.
It's a fart gun.
We got a fart gun. That's amazing.
That is so awesome. That is awesome.
You see this? Oh, this is hilarious. It's a fart gun. Hang on. Oh, it blows. What the heck did it blow out?
I told you it was audio and visual. No,
oh, it has water in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, why did I just get wet?
Yes, I primed it for you.
This. So we have a fart gun, ladies and gentlemen. That is our tech topic of the day. It is the mystery box that is now a fart gun that's missed water. That's amazing.
Well, you were complaining the other day that you didn't have one. So.
Well, I was going to buy my kids one for Christmas, and I was told that, well, that's not a responsible gift to give to a child. And I'm like, I think it's an amazing gift to give to a child. I case in point, I want it. Yeah, absolutely want one. So,
I believe if you hold the trigger and operate the trombone effect at the same time...
See, I haven't. That's a newer version than what I've seen. The one that I saw was little. It was like a little bitty thing with just a trigger. That must be like a Despicable Me 4 thing that's come out for the movie. That's amazing. I love, love, love Despicable Me. I absolutely love Despicable Me. Yeah, no, that's a. And now we have a fart gun. Does it say Despicable Me 4? That's got to be a new one. I haven't seen that one before.
This is a newer version of it, yeah.
It's called Fart and Fire.
Oh, fart.
And it makes a mist.
That is your Technology Rocks Mystery Box section of the episode, which actually...
So amazing.
That's our first ever Mystery Box section of the show. We haven't had a mystery box before. That is absolutely amazing. I love minions. They're so amazing.
You're not allowed to fight one-on-one that against a lightsaber, though.
No. Well, our lightsabers were... One of them was stolen, and the other was...
Well, the other one just needs a new blade.
Yeah.
I gotta get it before...
He smacked it too hard. Oh, so you fill up the dropper? That's hilarious.
Before May the 4th, I've got to get a new blade.
Oh, yeah, you're going to a Star Wars party, right? Yeah, so every year the house that we built our giant Star Wars cinema in, they have a May the 4th. they have a May the 4th. Fourth Be With You party every year. And T-Bone, have you ever been to that yet? Have you been to one yet?
No, but I've seen pictures. It looks like, you know, a lot of fun.
It looks like it's pretty good time. Yeah, I'm sure it is. They go all out. I mean,
so yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, a pretty cool thing. And, you know, I'll take a lot of pictures to bring back.
Our first sound effect board without a board. We can just have a gun. It's fine. Yeah, I really got nothing in the 5 minutes we have left for technology, but it was technology filled, so, and we have a fart gun now, so.
A fart gun. I said dart gun. Fart gun.
Yeah, yeah. Which one was that? Part two? I love your shirt, by the way.
Like the first movie.
So we had an OG PC, I mean older than dinosaur snot. PC, and Ian nicknamed it the Millennium Falcon. Because he brought it back to life several times. He's wearing a Millennium Falcon shirt, actually, this time around.
Me and my son have a Lego Millennium Falcon to put together. That thing will probably never actually
Is it the big one?
Yes.
Jeez. Isn't that thing like $1,000?
Well, I found it on sale.
Oh, for like what? $950?
No, I think I paid just under $400 for it.
Oh, wow. That's really good, but that's still really steep. But it's a lot better than $1,000.
Yeah, but you know, after me and him put it together, we're gonna actually like string it up in his room so it looks like it's flying.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool.
Some fishing line. Be pretty cool.
Yeah. So let me see. I don't think I have anything really new to jump into.
Just to go all the way back to local news at the very beginning.
Tony wants to talk about himself again. Hang on.
Oh, of course. I always like to talk about myself because, you know, I guess I'm a little vain.
Tony likes to talk about himself.
But the paint and sip, we are actually coming up
Tony on likes to getting sip a paint. Date
for that. Because I'm planning on doing that in
June. Did you hear from Shelly? You heard from Shelly?
No, but I told her a couple weeks ago that we were going to do it in June. Because then my son's out of school and it makes things a little bit easier for him.
Oh, so this is not an
official Shelly announcement.
No, but she just needs me to give her a
date. We should totally call her on the show one day. Like, just call her randomly. Hey, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing? Well, now you're on the show.
What you doing?
We should totally just call her and see what she's up to, just to harass her. Cool. All right. So, in June-ish.
Yeah. Probably more towards... second or third week.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it's something that we're going to do during the week since it's summertime at that point, but it's going to be either that or a Saturday. Like, I think it's going to either be like a Thursday or a Saturday.
It's on a Thursday or a Saturday.
Have you heard any more news about the trivia?
No.
No more news on the trivia.
No more news on the trivia. Yeah, no. Womp, womp, womp. Yep, no. All right, so no more news. I got nothing. Do you got anything else on your technology brain, Ian?
Not today, Ian.
You've come up with lately?
This.
Apart from that, no.
Sound a little juicy. You might need to check your shorts after that one, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, dear God.
Who put the art in fart?
Yeah. I mean, it's custom every time. They're never the same. It's artistry, you know.
I'm acting my shoe size and not my age.
No, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you've got... what is your shoe size?
It depends... if I'm in the UK or the US. About 11, 10,
so
11.
I was going to say, so I'm going to ask
that fits.
Your shoe size in Jordan's high tops in the UK.
No idea. What are Jordan high tops?
Dear Lord. And on that note... it is
and
a
that's a cash.
It's a very overpriced shoe that's...
The shoes, like what? That's just one.
Oh, the shoes that people spend $1 million on and kill each other for.
True, and then they only cost like $5 to make.
Thankfully, I haven't heard any stories about people gunning people down for fashion items anymore.
Yeah, not in a while. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't really watch the news anymore.
It may just not be newsworthy anymore because it's such a.
Maybe it's just a common thing. Yeah. So, stay safe, folks. Change your passwords. Change your usernames if you have to. But it's one of those things. Use different passwords. Isn't there a password service that does that to where it keeps it in one app? Jason, it seems like Jason was.
I use Keychain, and Apple generates random big long passwords for me. So I'd be screwed if I didn't have it because I have no idea what the password is.
Yeah, if you ever get locked out of your keychain, you're hosed because it's like, nope. So. And Tony's sitting on the microphone again. All right, so... change your passwords. If you have a Roku, if you have any questions about...
You should change your passwords every so often anyway, just so that, you know, if somebody has figured out your password, but they're just laying dormant waiting to do something,
yeah,
that, you know, you've already changed your password.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Probably change it at least every...
3 months.
Once every 3 months, but if you're super paranoid like I am, then you can... change it probably once a month.
Tony's super paranoid.
Oh, I have a quick one.
All right, go for it.
And that wasn't it. You were talking about skimmers the other day.
Yep.
Yes.
And I have discovered that there are gas stations around that I can pay by using my Apple Watch. So.
Oh, that's cool.
And I don't. I put
Does it give you a $200 pre-authorization fee?
It didn't give me any pre-authorization.
Oh, that's
thing.
Nice.
I just held my watch up there. It went ba-ding, and then it immediately said, "Lift the nozzle and select the grade." It didn't even say authorizing. It just went ba-ding, and that was it. And then 2 seconds later, I get a message from Chase saying, "You authorized gas station payment."
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you don't even have to use cards. So look for those. They've got that little touch, Wi-Fi touch symbol.
Not for Androids, though.
Have we heard anybody, like, saying anything about a skimmer for, like, the touch pay and stuff like that?
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be a skimmer at that point. It'd be, like, something that, like, I guess duplicates it. But and the reason that I ask is because when I had all my problems recently with my bank account, they loaded the credit card numbers onto their e-wallets, and here, if you don't know what that does, this is crazy. When your bank issues you a new card, that new card number is immediately changed on all e-wallets.
An e-wallet is...
So if the e-wallet...
That's like the Android version of Apple Pay.
Any of them. Apple Pay, all of those.
No, the Apple one doesn't work like that. If you get a new card, the old number will still work for a while, but you have to actually...
Delete it.
...the new card in, and you go through all that jumping...
And it's a two-form factor, too, because even your... I think it even pings your credit card service on some cards, if I remember correctly.
This could be also... You know, bank related. That's how Chase handled it. Is like they just, if your card is in an e-wallet and it gets compromised, then they just automatically update that to that, which is what they told me. And then, so if somebody's card did get compromised, just make sure that you remove it from all of your e-wallets like quickly. Because if they charge it on one app, they're gonna start looking for others. And before you know it, your bank account is empty.
Yeah. Which is why I don't put my debit card out there anyway. That was something T-Mobile do, like an auto pay discount. And then they said, but we're not going to allow people to do it who pay by credit card auto pay. They said, if you give us your bank account details and debit card number, then you'll get the discount. So... I thought, I'm not doing that. I don't give anybody my bank account details. So I set up a T-Mobile money account. I transfer the money out to that account once a month, and it just pays automatically and still get the discount. But it's playing the game.
Right.
So they got me as a T-Mobile money account holder, but it goes from zero.
Me and Justin were actually just talking about all the different companies now that are getting in the banking like game.
Yeah, the digital, no bricks and mortar branches, even Experian are doing it.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to sign up to look at my Experian thing and unfreeze my whatever it's called for a day so that something could check my credit score, and I ended up with an Experian account. I don't know how, but I get an email every day that says, you've got $0 in your account. It's like, I don't want an account. Take it away. But it's still there.
As long as they're not charging you an annual fee, then
nope.
It's all good then, man. You just got to deal with that annoying email that you keep getting.
Yeah, it's called Junk Mail. Forced to Junk. Okay.
Junk Mail's a thing. All right, so that's a cast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Ian.
And we have a
just
fart gun.
Ian.
Not Harry Potter this time.
No.
No, he's
no
off of Harry Potter.
No redneck.
And Tony has a... Tony's sitting on the microphone again. All right. We will see you when we see you. I guess Friday is our next cast. And...
We may do a Hey Guys in between there. I don't know. It just depends on if we can fit it into...
True. All right. So we will see you when we see you. And that is a podcast.
Word.
We'll see y'all later.